This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to talk for a minute about economic data. By the way, the stock market fell on the news of the coronavirus, and there's a lot of politicking around this coronavirus thing. I'll let you guys make up your minds. I think that there's a political motivation around the coronavirus. I don't know what the deal is, but we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out. But for now, I want to talk economics and the president's economic plan for America, how much it's working. And it's working so well that 6.1 million people, it was reported recently, have been lifted off of food stamps since the president took office. Americans are finding jobs, saying goodbye to government dependence, thanks to the booming Trump economy. After 8 years of Obama, 14 million people had been added to the food stamps, and the left celebrated. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I'm bringing this up is I want you to understand the ideologies at work. So, Donald Trump gets people off of food stamps. The left say, that's a negative. You took people off of food stamps. That program is set up to absorb people who are on food stamps, who should need them. So, you taking them off, you're sort of weakening the program. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, that's what they think. So, when Barack Obama added 16 million, he finally reduced it down to 14 million towards the end of his presidency, but at one point it was 16.1 million people, additional people who were added to the SNAP program or food stamps. And the left cheered. Now, why did they cheer? Leftist pundits said this. They said, effectively, Barack Obama has stress tested, our food stamp program, and we passed. America is capable of taking care of its poor. And you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to find out how many more could go on it. That sounds weird, doesn't it? You're going, Kevin, they couldn't possibly want that. Yeah, they did. They literally were like, well, I remember having this discussion with somebody saying, look, he's added 60 million people. Yeah, but we could do it. We proved that America could absorb these people. And I go, but that's not the point. The point is they had to go on. The point is we should build an America where they shouldn't have to. Not really. If we can absorb them, why do we need to build an America that doesn't need it absorbed? I'm trying to put you inside of the head of a maniac. Because that's what, if you said to me, Kevin, we have a program that's set up to take 20 million people. I'd say, great. Now, we only got to 16, and then it started going back the other way. I would be like, well, fantastic. That means we are now opening up more bandwidth for people who may need the services at some point. So what we should be doing is stocking up, saving more money. So in the event of catastrophe, we can have this space. But the less people we have on it, the better. That is the way capitalists think. That is the way conservatives think. We all look at Donald Trump taking 6.1 million people off of food stamps, by the way, in 3 years, where Barack Obama added 14 million in 8 years, and we look at it as a net 20 million gain. The left look at it as, what the heck are you doing? You're going the wrong way. I just want you to let that absorb for just a second. Success is not looked at as good. Failure is looked at as good. That's scary. When you ask yourself, how does a Bernie Sanders thrive in the political environment on the left? I've given you the answer. Bernie Sanders is about doom and gloom. There are people in this country who have been trained that doom and gloom is good. Success is not. As we would say in the vernacular, the script has been flipped. And that's the problem. The script has been flipped. Leftists believe government's role is to take care of you from cradle to grave. That bandwidth must be there. Who is going to give that to us if you continue to talk about personal responsibility? Do you get my drift? You can't keep making me have to feel bad that I can't succeed at the level of so-and-so. Now, here's the problem. Too many comparisons. People say, well, why can't I be the next Justin Timberlake? You come out, you're 15 years old, you sing a few songs, and you want to be Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake, one of the Justins. You're 20 years old, you work at a company for a year, you want to be Bloomberg. Why can't you be the wealthiest guy on the planet? That's how we roll these days. So it isn't about earning it. And sadly, they don't see these things the way you and I see them. They see Bernie Sanders as a savior because Bernie is going to give you all kinds of stuff for free. I talked about it the other day. We talked about this ad nauseum. Nothing is free. Nothing is free. Not given to you by man. Somebody has to make it. Somebody has to ship it to you, stock it, you know, whatever. All that costs money. But Bernie wants you to believe you can get it all for free. Healthcare. What's the limit? You know, healthcare, childcare. Why do you need childcare if you don't even need to work? Why do you need childcare? Because you need a place to go spend your government money, the money that you got off the hard work of others. It doesn't work in any model. But you understand that Bernie doesn't care that it works. It is the failure of the system. He's stress testing us. He's saying, you know what? I'll give you taxes so far out there that we're going to stress test to where you are. That's the way socialist governments are. They keep moving the line a little bit to you know, finding out where your pain point is. They find that pain point and they live there for a little bit. Then they go a little further. Look at getting rid of cigarettes. Look at the language and how it's changed. Look at how schools suddenly became, you know, gone away from actual academics and they want to be Montessoris and teach students how to get along with one another, and, you know, all their different sexual proclivities and women versus men and blacks versus whites. Since when? Higher education wasn't established for that. It was established to make people into leaders, to make them be able to think for themselves and get themselves out of situations with thought, to be reasonable. We're not reasonable.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden is tragic. Tragic. I said to anybody who's willing to listen, what would we do as Republicans if Donald Trump were showcasing the type of dementia, the type of nuttiness that Joe Biden was? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's thekevinjacksonshow.com. We made it easy on you. In fact, it's so easy, you want to know who you're listening to right now? If you say Kevin Jackson, bing, 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 you get the prize. That's right. And I just try to deliver stuff to you in a common sense way. I don't feel like I'm a do I have a little inside knowledge of stuff? Yeah. Am I kind of a bright guy? Sure. Yes. And I've raised four sons that I think are pretty bright themselves, even though, boy, I got to tell you, my kids can do some crazy stuff, too. But I will tell you, you have this power within yourself. It's called common sense. And you exercise it. One of them is listening to this program, so congratulations for you for that. And you can ascertain and you can figure out these things that I'm talking about the same way that I do, using that power of logic and common sense. And I'm going to tell you something. The people who, the Democrats who are putting their eggs in the Joe Biden basket, I don't get it. I would love for one of you to call me, 844-551-8255. I know you listen to the program. I would love for you to call me and explain to me, Kevin, why you want Joe Biden. I haven't met a Democrat yet, and I don't hang around him too much because you don't want to catch the dreaded disease, right? But I haven't met one yet that goes, man, I love Biden. Biden is, man, that dude is smart. Joe Biden? Are you kidding me? Versus Donald Trump? I'll take Biden every time for Alex for 2,000. Yeah, please. I have yet to meet that person. There are people that work for Biden that don't feel that way. So I'm curious as to how he, you know, what the Democrats think they're going to get out of this Joe Biden thing. And look, I'm going to touch on some of this because the rumor mill is they want Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, the guy who wouldn't get into the race. You want to know why Cuomo wouldn't get into the race? Because he's under scandal. Cuomo's in big trouble in Illinois. He set up these watchdog groups. And then when the watchdog groups went, wait a minute, there's some shenanigans going on at the gubernatorial level, he shut down the watchdog groups. You think Donald Trump will let him get away with that? Bring him on. I was on a radio show the other day as a guest. And they said to me, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen in the Democrats' convention? They go, why do you think Bernie Sanders is still hanging in? I go, Bernie Sanders is hanging in there because he knows Joe Biden is nuttier than squirrel turds. And he's going, man, all I got to do is hang in here. I might just backdoor this nomination. Everybody dropped out. All these idiots that dropped out and then put all their eggs into the Joe Biden basket. I want you to understand. Buttigieg drops out. I support Joe Biden. I mean, literally within hours. Mr. Vice President, please give me a call. You know, I've been given bribes and now I'm dropping out. And, you know, please have a place for me in your administration. And they're begging. Begging for what? Begging for something that cannot happen and will not happen? Joe Biden's crazy. And if the Democrats want to fool themselves and pretend that it's all good, go for it. But they're not fooling us. Go on social media. You will see Democrats going, well, I think that with Cuomo giving all these press conferences during the time of the coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan, maybe he should be our nominee. They're wanting him for their nominee. And if they don't want him, there's other people being considered. Trust me, it is not over. It is not over. And don't be surprised if some of the people who have gotten out, the Bloombergs or the Steyers or whomevers, say, you know, listen, we could put together this group and we could do it better, blah, blah, blah. Fine. But here's, I want you to understand the implications, because people are going, Kevin, can you imagine Joe Biden negotiating with Russia? Well, the short answer is, of course not. It'd be like Mr. Magoo in their meeting with Putin. But they have all these advisors that are with them. And when Joe would go off the rails, these 35-year-olds with their Ivy League degrees and their false sense of intelligence would go in there and they would just start doing whatever they want. I likened it to you being a 25-year-old kid being the executor of his great-great-grandfather's, you know, who's 113, of his estate. And he's a multi-trillionaire, right? And them going, well, we can do whatever we want to do, man. I mean, this is so cool, you know? I mean, that's what I equate it to. Anyway, Joe Biden said he spoke with a foreign leader. Here's him in an interview.
But with regard to speaking to foreign leaders, I haven't spoken with a foreign leader in the last probably 2 weeks.
Who was the last foreign leader that you spoke with? Did you talk about coronavirus at all?
I talked about how it affected their country, but no, I'm not going to. It was an off-the-record discussion I had, so I'm not going to indicate who.
That was Joe Biden playing coy. Yeah, you remember when Hillary Clinton says, I have all these foreign leaders reaching out to me. Yeah, they want to know my opinion. They want to know, what are you going to do when you take over, President Clinton? See, this is the Democrats. They want you to believe that they're in charge. Even when I'm not in charge, people think that I'm in charge. Joe Biden says, well, I don't want to tell you who because it was a private discussion or whatever. Well, it's also in violation of the Logan Act because you are just a private citizen, Joe. And nobody should be reaching out to foreign leaders on having any types of discussions on behalf of America in any kind of way except the president and his assigns. That's it. So it's a violation of the Logan Act. But you know what? Who cares? Because Joe makes stuff up. He flatly makes stuff up. We're going to get into some of this stuff. His live stream and some of the things that Joe said over the past week. I'm telling you, if you're a Democrat and you want this guy leading you, this just the guy you want that you're going to fall in behind to go to war, you got bigger problems than I can even imagine. Joe Biden wants people to believe he's relevant, and he's not. Joe Biden canceled one of his first live streams. Who knows why? He said it was technical difficulties. Technical difficulties to do a live stream? It's like having a technical difficulty of breathing. People know how to do live streams. It's Twitter you can do. Facebook, everybody's got them. Pick up your phone, it'll connect directly to it. Oh, yeah, technical difficulties. Yeah, called your brain, Joe. Technical difficulties. You didn't know what to say. Donald Trump stands up for hours giving pressers, the most lucid pressers. They ask him a question. He doesn't mince words. He's not reading a teleprompter. He's not looking for aides and going, hey, can I say this? Can I say that? He gives you the straight answer. He deals with the consequences of it. And Joe Biden can't stand and sit in front of a camera for more than 2 minutes. Without you going, this guy's got problems. And this is with them literally holding his hand. Watch the interviews and tell me they're not treating this guy like he's their demented grandpa. Just watch one of them. When we come back, I'm going to highlight some of the things that Joe Biden has said, besides violation of the Hatch Act, or Logan Act, whichever one it is. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The terrorist threat level in France has been elevated. Nice Mayor Christian Estrosi said there had been a terrorist attack in the heart of the Notre Dame Basilica. A suspect was shot and detained shortly afterwards.
Mr. Estrosi spoke of Islamofascism plaguing the country. President Emmanuel Macron is on his way to the scene. France's national anti-terror prosecutors have opened a murder inquiry. The Commerce Department announced Thursday the U.S. economic growth shattered a record at 33.1% for the third quarter. Goldman Sachs gave the economy a 35% growth based on new jobs numbers. Former Federal Reserve Board of Governors Randall Krosner tells Fox News jobs are fueling the growth.
Yeah, certainly out ahead of where everybody else is. We did have a better jobs report than I think most people had expected, and I think consumption is firmer than many people had expected. It's a bit aggressive.
USA Radio News. The Justice Department made arrests Wednesday. The complaint alleges those charged with conspiring to intimidate Americans on behalf of the Chinese government. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Foxhunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China.
Hurricane Zeta became a Category 2 storm when it made landfall Wednesday with winds in excess of 110 miles an hour. The Hurricane Center said Zeta is moving quickly. The hurricane knocked out power to millions and one person is confirmed dead from the storm on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The fake news narrative continues on the Obamas. Oh, baby. It does. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ. Well, let me just give you the KevinJacksonShow.com. Democrats, folks, contend that the Obamas reign supreme in politics, even to this day. Barack Obama comes out and says, it isn't Trump's economy, it's my economy. Donald Trump fired back and said, really? Well, then why did you say this or this or this? When they first elected Donald Trump, they talked about the economy improving, the stock market, and they gave it to Obama. And they polled people and says, is Trump inheriting Obama's economy? And something like 60% said, yeah. Then after about 3 months, it was into the 50s. After about 6 months, it was into the 40s. And now very few people really believe that the Trump economy is the Obama economy. It's pretty tough when Obama's already put his foot in his mouth, said he couldn't save Carrier, that you were going to lose manufacturing jobs, get used to it, that the GDP would be below 2%. If you got lucky, it would be 2%. And Donald Trump, the floor is 2%. A GDP of 2% for Donald Trump is business as usual. No big deal. A GDP of 3.5% is easily achievable for Trump. But the fake news narrative about the Obama continues. Oh, they can do no wrong. Michelle Obama's going to do this. They got a Netflix deal. They got a big fat book deal. They got this, that, and the other. They are the new Beyonce and Jay-Z of Beyonce and Jay-Z. And if you believe that, then you're probably a 1980 throwback person who believes that the Clintons are relevant as well, that they're still a relevant couple. If you think the Obamas are relevant, you likely still believe Hillary Clinton has the clout to kill you whenever she wants. She lost that clout when she lost the election. Now, the Clintons did rule politics with an iron fist for decades. The Obamas, their time came and went, really around 2012. The Democrats continued this idea of Black Camelot through 2016 because they were too embarrassed to tell you that Hamilton, the play in New York, really sucks. Same with the Obamas. They don't want to tell you that. They want you to go spend your money and your political capital and then go around to the cocktail parties and go, you know, the Obamas were so dreamy. Oh, by the way, have you seen Hamilton? It's amazing. And all of them are just fooling themselves. By 2016, the constellation Obama all but faded into the deepest, darkest regions of the universe. Nobody cared. Nobody wanted to campaign with the Obamas. Look at the midterm elections of 2010 and 2014. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who said, please send Barack Obama to my district and campaign with me. But no, we still were regaled with how popular they were. The parties, every magazine cover. I told you guys, they won't even put the Trumps together on a magazine cover. And God forbid they put Melania on a magazine cover, because that woman, you know, she would make the Pope weep. You get what I'm saying? That said, Democrats want you to believe Obama's irrelevant, despite every indication contrary to that notion. And I can give you bona fide things to think about that will that completely dispel this idea. For example, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton getting her butt kicked. Consider all the advantages Hillary Clinton had at the time. She had improved her gravitas. She was no longer just a junior senator from New York. She was then Secretary of State, running on the coattails of the affirmative action president, Baby Black Jesus. She leaves, runs the Clinton Global Initiative, makes millions of dollars. She's giving speeches. She's laundering money for every major drug dealer, major country that had, you know, some despot. She's laundering all their money. She's a racketeering organization running wide open. Nobody even cared. Hadn't filed their taxes right. Who cares? Get them in and we'll do. So what? We don't know where this money's coming from. You know, it's really funny. Every time something happens positive, you know, for a company, it seems like the Clintons had been by there or given a speech for $500,000, give or take. But despite all of that, all the advantages, other advantages, the Electoral College slanted heavily towards Democrat gerrymandered districts. That's the reason why, go look at the map, the red map, the counties, and you got a blue dot or two in every state, and it carries the election when the state is bleeding red in every county because of gerrymandering. And the Electoral College is the reason why the Democrats go into every race. They want to get rid of it. And they go into every presidential race statistically ahead of the Republicans. Then Hillary participated in the attempted coup. It wasn't a coup at the time because Trump wasn't president, but they tried to stop a U.S. election from happening fairly. There's no doubt about this. The Democrats will say otherwise, but they know in their hearts they lied and cheated and did everything they could. Her boss, Barack Obama, weaponized the entire Department of Justice against Donald Trump, and the media participated in the collusion to thwart a presidential election, and they still lost. Democrats couldn't figure it out. How did we lose? To quote the Commodores, how could we lose with the stuff she used? 36, 24, 36. I would have went in hand because she ain't no brick house. Even if Hillary Clinton had been a brick house, she still was going to lose. But maybe you're still not convinced that the Obamas don't have the clout, the political clout that they said they had. Well, let's look at Joe Biden. Creepy Joe. Creepy Sleepy Joe. Served in what the Democrats knowingly, falsely describe as the best presidency in history. And Biden performed his role as court jester better than anybody. So when the race for the presidency in 2020 occurred, to put things in Hillary Clinton's terms, the Democrats decided it's his turn. Sleepy Creepy Joe should become president of the United States. Who, do I hear a second? I second a motion. Joe Biden shall be president. So Joe Biden rolled out late. He didn't even start with the rest of the crew. He's like, why do I need to start with those clowns? Let them spend some money. I'll roll in under the vice president, under Baby Black Jesus, serving Camelot, Black Camelot. It'll all be good. Biden was going to easily get this done. He began the race polling in the low 40% range, and he started dropping like a rock from the moment he got in. His former boss wouldn't even endorse him. But it didn't stop Biden from taking credit for everything the administration supposedly accomplished. So even without Obama's endorsement, one would think that, using my finger quotes, stellar record of accomplishment of nothing would carry Joe Biden through the primary, right? But it didn't. It's not going to. I don't think Joe Biden will be their candidate. Now, I'm having to think ahead here, but I don't think he will be. Every indicator is Joe Biden, look at the last debate. He went after Bloomberg, but pretty much read any of the articles about it. They say, well, he kind of faded into the woodwork after that because Joe Biden has nothing to say other than we've got to get that guy out of office. I mean, he's a danger to the republic. It's like talking parrots. They don't have any original ideas. It's like a parrot. Parrots aren't really learning. What they do is they mimic. They hear something, they repeat it. Your parrot can sound really intelligent if you are. In the case of the Democrats, their parrots sound stupid. But in case you're still not convinced that the Obamas are yesterday's news, look at the black candidates who ran. I talked about it before on this show. Democrats had four black candidates in the presidential race. Three of them looked just like Obama, except one of them was a chick, who if Obama was a chick, he would have looked just like her, or she would have looked just like him if she was a dude. I'm talking about Kamala Harris. The last to leave the race was Deval Patrick. And at one point, I accused the two those two, Deval Patrick and Barack Obama, these light-skinned Negroes, of spooning. They were so close. There was a picture of Deval Patrick looking up at President Obama like he was, my baby, that's my baby right there, that's my boy. You know, it was creepy. Yep. Obama groomed Patrick for more than just poker night, but he groomed him to be a presidential contender. Governors make good presidents, but Deval Patrick had the shortest tenure in the race. He just dropped out. Now, forget Messam, because he had no shot. He was too black for the Democrats. But the other two black Democrats set up just like Deval Patrick. Just like him. Two light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects. That's right. So let's recap. Not that we don't have more, because I'm going to give you some more reasons why the Democrats are telling you they don't want another Obama. They don't want Barack. They don't want Michelle. One, Hillary Clinton's loss. Barack Obama brought in B and J, had a concert for Hillary to pull her over the finish line. It didn't work. They had Katy Perry. They had everybody. They were bringing rock stars in. Anybody that could help Hillary. Nothing happened. Right? Joe Biden, he's Barack Obama's boy. I mean, talk about a guy that's supposed to just get shoehorned in. He's got nothing going for him. Now we got four black candidates.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begins at a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yesterday's news. That's what most of these Democrats represent. They got nothing but old people. I want you to think about who's gone. Andrew Yang, young, Asian. Julian Castro, young, Hispanic. Tulsi Gabbard, might as well be out of the race. Nobody cares about her. Young, Pacific Islander. Look at... I mean, on paper, some pretty good entrepreneurs, ex-military. I mean, pretty good credentials for many of these folks. Business people, lawyers, doctors, some politicians. Gone. many of them reminding people of Barack Obama, gone. They always announce these things about the Obamas. Oh, the Obamas got to deal with Netflix. The Obamas got to deal with Netflix because the people of Netflix they're raving leftist. It isn't because it made sense. It's because, and if you believe that the Obamas or Netflix will get its money back because of the Obamas, you must be losing your mind. That would be a horrible investment. These people are hoping they're trying to figure out a way to parlay this. And let me tell you what it's mostly based on. It's based on the notion that Donald Trump can't see his campaign through. That maybe the Obamas will be able to do something if the cake hits the fan at the convention. In fact, I read an article that said the convention, they're hoping that the Democrats during the brokered convention, the Obamas will step up and do something and save the day. Barack Obama will step in and say, I'll run for president again. It's okay. It don't matter if it ain't constitutional. Because, they can't do nothing about us anyway. Look at what happened to McCabe. What are they going to do to me? Or shoehorn in Michelle. She'll come in and go, I want to run for president at the last minute because I want to give power to all the black women around the world. Blah, 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 whatever. You're waiting on that, Democrats? They are still waiting on something. I heard a thing, it was like a clip or something from CNN or MSNBC saying one of the big politicos, the talking heads, we need someone. They're still looking. They have 2 billionaires, senators, governors, congressmen, you name it. They got everybody. Entrepreneurs, they got them all. And they still don't know what they want. But Barack Obama's going to save the day. Like Mighty Mouse. Here he comes to save the day. And I'm telling you, if Barack Obama could save the day, he would have saved it during the time of Hillary Clinton. If he couldn't save it when he had the entirety of the Department of Justice at his beck and call, how do you think he's going to save it now? Oh, I know, that big database that Maxine Waters talks about. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, kevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. How are they going to save it? How's he going to save the day? He may not even be able to save his hide. There's all kinds of rumors floating around about people now in the know about Barack Obama who are getting ready to drop dime on somebody. For you white folks, dropping a dime means they're about to tell on him. There are people out there who don't believe me. Art, Carl, a few others. Cake's going to hit the fan, but Kevin, when's it going to hit the fan? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. The cloak of invincibility is gone from Barack Obama. It's gone from Michelle Obama. Oh, she's so popular, Kevin. They put her on the cover of it. You know what? How you can judge the popularity of Melania Trump versus Michelle Obama? They won't put Melania on a cover. You want to know why? It would be an embarrassment to Michelle Obama. They won't do it. You know why they won't put Donald Trump on the cover of something? Because it would embarrass Barack Obama. If they weren't afraid of them, they would put him on the covers. Ask yourself a very simple question, folks. Why? How on God's green earth do you not put a former supermodel who still looks like a supermodel and is the First Lady of the United States, illegal immigrant in this country, how does she not end up on 15 covers every month in on the magazines? How does she not? The only way that happens is you must fear her. And they fear her. They fear. Oh, Donald Trump's afraid of Joe Biden. Really? Donald Trump wanted to thwart an election because he was afraid of Joe Biden. Donald Trump wanted to get Ukraine to look into the Bidens because he was afraid of losing against Biden in a head-to-head matchup. A dude who comes in fifth place in New Hampshire or Iowa, can't even get in the top three with name recognition and running on the coattails of baby black Jesus, the Democrat's supposed best president in the history of histories. And they want you to believe that Barack Obama has the juice. The juice is loose. He couldn't get Hillary across the finish line. He can't get Biden across the finish line. He can't even get Biden across the starting line. He can't get Biden to the gate. And then, when he got other people into the gate, into the mix, for black folks, the Democrats soundly reminded them, we are done with light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects. No more. So despite Kamala Harris's attempt to get Joe Biden, which she kind of did to a degree, Cory Booker never got any traction, and I already talked about Deval Patrick, Obama's little, let's just say, Sally, his girlfriend in prison, had they gone, and who knows. Anyway, he didn't do any good anyway. He didn't even make a mark. He didn't make a dent in the election. For all intents and purposes, he never was in it. Kamala Harris looks like Barack Obama's twin sister. Or if Barack Obama was a girl, he'd look like her. Or if Kamala Harris was a boy, she'd look like him. That's how close they are. Cory Booker was essentially Barack Obama's little bro. And neither of those Negroes did any better than Al Sharpton in presidential bids. Historical footnotes at best. But they want you to believe Barack Obama is the man. And I'm telling you, there are people right now at the highest levels of government, and they are plotting their out plans. They've got their bug out bags, and they're saying, you know what? When the cake hits the fan, when the crap comes down, I don't want to be anywhere near this shrapnel or Barack Obama or anybody else. People are trying to avoid the Obamas. You don't want to be around those guys. They know what happened. And you know what happened. It's amazing how much of the infrastructure of Obama was dedicated to the destruction of Donald Trump. When you think about it, it's amazing. And yet they didn't get him. They're not going to get him. And I'm waiting on the day when I get proven right. I get proven right a lot on the Blasey Ford stuff, you know, those lying skanks. I got proven right on that. I knew I was right. I was a guy standing alone, taking the barbs, taking the hits. So what? I know I'm right. Many of you feel the same way. You write to me. When I see you out, you tell me the same thing. I'm right about this, too. I'm right that the Democrats have to fake people into believing that the relevancy of Barack Obama. They're saying he will be the person to get it all straightened out at the broker convention. Let me tell you something. The people that don't like, that are pro-Bernie, they don't give a crap about Barack Obama. Not even the optics of booing him. Don't be surprised if Barack Obama ends up at that convention and gets booed. Going to be something to see. Don't be surprised at all. The Democrats can control none of the apparatus that they need in order to make their to have a successful presidential race. They got none of it. They no longer even enjoy that big electoral college lead that they had in the past. That's pretty much evaporated. How? Donald Trump going to these places. Oh, by the way, here's another test if you want. It's not going to happen. Maybe it will. Donald Trump goes to the final, you know, some baseball, basketball deal or baseball or NASCAR. And you know what people do? They hoop and they holler, yeah, Mr. President, Mr. President. They show a picture of Barack Obama or Barack and Michelle. And you know what half the audience does? They boo it. Half the audience boos. That would have been unheard of in 2010, 2009. Would have been unheard of. People would go to jail for less. And Roger Stone, he may be sitting there thinking, you know, it's pretty crappy that they put me in jail for blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, boo Barack Obama in 2009 and we may never see you again. Be like the Chinese. So it's a fallacy to believe these people are popular. And if that's their most popular person, and Barack Obama, in irony, does remain the most popular Democrat, if he is their most popular person, what does it say about the state of the party?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.